whatever. I know that Dad tells about when I was born, why he got on the horse and he drove over to Humphrey, Kansas. Rode over to Humphrey, Kansas to get the doctor. Got over there, the doctor was about 10 miles over on the other side of town. He had to drive on, he had to ride on out there. He figured that I was born before he got back home. Well, Mom's sister was with her, and she had had several children. I guess I'd have been born before he got here. Well, it's been all right, because I think they liked him as well.
If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you say he what?
Oh, he resembles his dad.
Uh-huh. If he has the same name as his father, you say his parents named him
Junior, you know, or after his dad.
Uh-huh. Any special terms for children born out of wedlock?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to
do. Blanket blade baby or woods cold or
yeah.
Just humorous term.
Yeah, there wasn't too much of that going on, you know, in our part of the country. In fact, I don't know what was it happening. There was a lot of wedlock in the whole country. There was pretty all there was little churches there. And the ones that didn't go to church, they kind of hated themselves. And I think there's a lot more of that going on now than there used to be. I don't know whether you read this Hamlet in the paper or not.
Now and then, my wife reads it to me.
You know, she pops off and says what she thinks.
Yes. That's a good call, isn't it?
Yeah. The other day she had some gal that wrote, you know, about her husband being cold. And she'd done everything in the world, you know, and he's still cold. And answering, she said, well, she said, I don't know if there's anything about her husband unless he should bring a friend along with I would not express it. I was kidding, though. You think so, won't you know? You have to be one of those guys that was always left on like she wanted to do things anyway, you know? Aren't you supposed to say, well, he don't hire him. He don't hire him. He don't get him hired. And I expect that happened with the hired man once in a while, too.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were going to take a baby out, what would you put him in? If you were going to take him out of the
lock
or something.
Oh, you could. We used to call it a preamble. When I was a kid, I had one of these great big buggers, baby buggers. I took my kids out there and called them preamble.
Made out of wicker?
No, it's made out of walnut.
Oh,
it's nice one. That is nice. How high? But most of them, you know, most of them they had back in those days were homemade. You see, uh-huh. They had you couldn't take a kid out of it, but they slept in it and played in it. Sort of crib, you know.
Uh-huh.
Make it sort of rock.
What would you say you were going to do if you put a baby in one of these things?
Well, I don't know. I'd just put it in there.
Pain for a ride or wheeling? Or
take him out for a stroll or something like that?
Uh-huh.